I think that he would rather stay a little longer. His ties here was pretty close and pretty strong, but I don't believe he was afraid to die. He was not afraid to die. He trusted God all the way. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. Brother Willie was a man that had God's peace in his heart. And I'd like for you to reach for a hymnal that's nearby you and turn to page number 149. This is one of the last songs that he ever led in service. Now, if he led any more after that, I don't know. But this was at Monarch Springs, Missouri, about 2 months ago, that he led this song, and he told them in his little talk, he said, some asked, why don't you get up and lead these songs again? He said, well, he said he didn't feel like he should do that. Well, he didn't want to say not able to do it, but he wasn't hardly able to do it very much like he used to. But he said there's plenty of others that can do that. But this is a song that he led, and let's sing it today in memory of Brother Willie. 149. I came defiled and guilty to Jesus the mighty to save. He took my sins and sorrows and guilty for anxious gain. Peace, glorious peace, like friend will Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. Praise the Lord. My heart's door swung wide open, glorious peace flowed in. Peace, glorious peace, my friend. Well, waters flow, streaming down over my heart. He's the Lord, made white as a driven snow. And since that joyful moment, just ends up here. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Thank God for men of God like Brother Willie. I want to encourage all you dear ministers, brethren and sisters that are here today. Our dear Brother Willie has laid his armor down. He's laid his cross down. Now we've got to pick it up fresh and anew and carry it forth. Brethren, let's preach the word. Preach the truth with all that there is in it. Ask God for a fresh anointing. More burden for souls. Brother Willie was burdened for souls. He had a desire to help people. Let's be true to the great commission that God has given us. Now, on behalf of the family, I'd like to thank all of you dear saints and friends and everyone that's come to be with us today, showing your love and your respect for Brother Willie. We appreciate the many miles you've had to travel, leaving your work and your responsibilities at home. May God bless you. May the Lord encourage you. Let's keep on serving God. And all you dear family, Sister Frances and Brother Willie and Brother Wayne, and Kathleen and Patsy and all you dear ones. I know your heart's sad today to have to give up your father. But you know, you have such a wonderful heritage from this man. You have something that's worth more than all of John D. Rockefeller or Andrew Carnegie or any of those rich men could have ever left you. You have a wealth, man, that served God. And I know you realize this. And I want to encourage you to just look to the Lord like he did and serve the Lord every day. Let's meet him someday. I believe, dear ones, there's going to be a great homecoming day. Oh, tell me, watchman, oh, what in the morning? Do you see as the mist clears away? I've heard Brother Willie sing that song. I can see by the dawning of a bright and a glorious day. Oh, dear ones, we'll all gather home in the morning. Praise the Lord. When the mist from the hills clears away. And it seems I can see by the dawning that we're nearing the end of the way. Let's be true. Let's look to the Lord now in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. For our dear brother Willie, thankful Lord today, all these dear ones that's come to be with us. We thank you for this dear family, Sister Frances, Brother Willie and Brother Wayne, Sister Kathleen, Sister Patsy, and the grandchildren, the wives and the husbands of these dear ones. Lord, we're thankful for this loving family, how they love one another, how that they talk to each other on the ham radio. That's something I failed to mention a while ago. Brother Willie talked a lot on the radio, ham radio. Talked clear across the country to Oregon, Arkansas, talking with his daughters and his son. Lord, I know there was a tie here that's not going to be easily broken. But I pray that you'd bless them and help them today. We know that death never comes at the right time, seems like. We know we're all going to have to die. God, we know that that's an appointment we got to all meet. Lord, help this family to be strong, courageous. Bless Sister Frances, dear Father in heaven. We're so thankful how you've held her up. But I know the real impact is yet to come, Lord. She goes back home and tries to take up the loose ends and go on. Lord, help her to look forward to that brighter day. Someday we're going to meet our dear loved ones again. Lord, help us to live for Christ. Help us to be real men and women for God. Help us to follow Jesus all the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, bless and help us today. Bless each one now as we dismiss. Be with us all as we go out to the cemetery. Protect us each one. We'll give you the praise. Amen.